All right, we'll continue with USC coach Andy Enfield. The Trojans are on the road at Washington State in Washington this week. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
If you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of John Harris with Pittsburgh Tribune News.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about, considering what you did last year at Florida Gulf Coast, looking at Wichita State this year, VCU and Butler in recent years, do you feel like we're getting closer and closer to the so-called mid-major, you know, actually winning a national championship now?
Well, Wichita State followed up their Final Four run with an undefeated season, so you have to say yes, it could easily happen. They came close last year, and so it's a credit to the. I think that there's a lot more. There's a lot of talent around the country, and the schools like Wichita State or Butler or VCU that have gone to the Final Four. They not necessarily every player on the roster is a top-ranked player in the country, but schools have done a good job of evaluating and developing and building a program, and Gonzaga is another case of that, where they're not necessarily in a BCS-level conference, but have been very successful. So I think it's a credit to coaching staffs and their evaluations and their development, but also the players themselves, and there's a lot more parity across the country and a lot of really good high school players coming out.
But what you did last year at Florida Gulf Coast, just, can you just talk about the confidence level, I guess maybe the general fan not understanding when you go into the NCAA tournament, a mid-major going up against a school from a power conference is really not that big of a gap?
I think the difference is usually the size and athleticism of the players and then sometimes the skill level in certain positions. But if you have players at the mid-major level that are developed and are confident players, they can beat any team on a given night, and that's why you see so many. That's what makes the NCAA tournament so special, because you see a lot of upsets. But to answer your question about the confidence level, I think it's important for particular teams to play challenging schedules, for instance, you know, we at Florida Gulf Coast, we played Miami last year. We beat Miami early in the year, and they were the ACC champions, and went on the road and played at Duke and at VCU, at Iowa State, at St. John's, and so if you do have a good team at the mid-major level, and you've been in those atmospheres before, and you know you can compete with teams, I think the NCAA tournament becomes an opportunity to see what you can do as a program, and I think a lot of the mid-major teams are very confident in what they can do and what they have done during the regular season, and I think that's why you see so many great games in the tournament.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Zimmerman with Pac-12.com.
Wondering, last game against Oregon, you guys had 7 assists, 12 turnovers. Does that say anything that's wrong about your offense, or what does it tell you anything, I guess?
Well, obviously, you'd like to have more assists. We only had 6 turnovers with 9 minutes left in the game. It was a tie game, and we turned the ball over three straight possessions. In fact, our point guard turned over 3 straight possessions. So it is tough when you turn the ball over. We had 6 turnovers. We only had 6 the first 31 minutes, and then we had another 6 turnovers in the next 3.5 minutes. So it went from being a tie game to an 11-point game in a matter of a few possessions. So obviously when you don't take care of the basketball against a team as good as Oregon is, it's going to be tough to win down the stretch.
And you guys have been competing a lot for portions of games. Do you still see that your team sees it can win and is going out there and not, you know, looking up to other teams, I guess?
we prepare the same way. Our players have been terrific in practice, their game preparation, and they've competed every game. And you know, the Cal game, we were up at halftime, I believe, on the road, and it was a tie game with we had a lead with under 10 minutes left on the road last week, and then come back and play at Oregon. It's a tie game with 9 minutes left, and so. It's a credit to our players, even though we're frustrated that we do not have more wins, that they continue to give effort and believe and play hard. There's some crucial stretches during each game where the other team outplays us and usually is the difference. But we enjoy coaching this group, a group of young men, because they're not giving up. And I know we all think that they deserve to have more wins than they have in the Pac-12. But as I tell our team, there are a lot of other good teams in this league that are improving and pretty good teams as well. So just because you play hard doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the game. Overall, it's been a frustrating season, but we are proud of our effort and our team, and I think our players are preparing and practicing hard.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Appreciate your time, Andy. Good luck this week, and we'll see you in Las Vegas next week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.